p.m. and I will call to order the September 12th meeting of the Taney County Planning Commission, the public hearing. And if you do wish to speak at tonight's meeting, you will need to sign the sheet at the front of the room. Mr. Atchley, would you please establish a quorum for tonight's meeting?
Okay. Dave Stewart is not here. Rick Caudill?
Here.
Ray Edwards?
Here.
Rick Therese?
Here.
Sean Pingleton is not with us tonight. Susan Martin?
Here.
And we have established a quorum.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now, while you're still there,
okay,
would you please establish the procedures for tonight's meeting?
Yes, public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the commission. And, of course, this evening we just have the one request, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you'd like to comment at the public hearing, you must sign the sheet at the front, like you stated, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning Commission, not to anyone in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be heard 1 week after the public hearing. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comment shall be taken unless expressly requested by the commission. You may leave after the case is heard. Thank you.
Okay. Our first order of business is the Callahan Dog Grooming Park, Dog Grooming and Park. And Mr. Atchley, would you give us the staff report and presentations?
Okay. It's case number 2011-21. It's a public hearing for the Callahan Dog Grooming and Park in the Swan Township, Section 16, Township 23, Range 20. The applicant and current property owners are Michelle and Jeanette Callahan. The representative, Rachel Bricks, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the development of a dog grooming salon and dog training facility, as well as an approximately 9-acre dog park. Ms. Bricks is seeking approval of the Division 3 permit prior to purchasing the property in question. The history on this, the approximately 14.04-acre site currently contains an existing 1,872-square-foot building. It was formerly utilized as a plant nursery, from my understanding, a small greenhouse facility, and an existing off-premise or billboard sign, with the vast majority of the property consisting of a large vacant wooded area. The current application was approved for concept on August 15, 2011. Just a general description, like I said, the representative is proposing to utilize this approximately 14.04-acre tract or site as a dog grooming salon and dog training facility, as well as an approximately 9-acre dog park with possible future additions of a dog boarding and dog daycare facility. This is just kind of an area. This is an aerial photo of the property in question. The representative's basically proposing to live in the existing residence there on site. This is the current property in question. And basically, within the first year, if approved, within approximately the first year, the representative plans to utilize this existing 1,872-square-foot building as a dog grooming and training facility, then with also an approximately 9-acre dog park in this area, as you can see on the site plan. The representative's proposing to utilize the existing gravel parking area here and is also proposing some additional gravel parking in this area as well. In the second year, if approved within approximately the second year, the representative plans to construct a dog boarding and daycare facility just immediately to the west, as indicated on the site plan, and basically at that time we would have some additional requirements for parking, and the representative's already aware that they will at that time have to put in an additional septic system. The adjoining property to the north, south, and west is really predominantly agricultural and very light residential out there. The representative plans to utilize the adjoining property immediately to the south as their residence. And the adjoining property, of course, immediately to the east is State Highway 76 and also a few existing commercial uses across the street. The applicant has indicated that a 5-foot-tall fence will be provided around the entire dog park. And the representative is also proposing to preserve as much of the existing timber, which will act as a natural vegetative buffer. At least a 25-foot natural vegetative buffer will remain around the entire dog park. In review, the representative is proposing to utilize the existing access off of State Highway 76, the existing commercial building, the dog grooming and training facility, is currently served by an on-site septic system and private well, with the proposed dog boarding and dog daycare building being served by an additional septic system. The project received a score of 1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 73. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, waste disposal service, use compatibility, utilities and screening of solid waste containers. Basically, in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from fire and from the fire and sewer districts if applicable. And basically, the applicant already has had a meeting with the sewer district. Thirdly, the dog park facility shall be fenced. Fourth, there should be at least a 25-foot vegetative buffer shall remain around the dog park area. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Of course, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development, and the decision of record shall be followed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. We've put together actually just a couple of videos on this, just because it's a larger site. The first video we shot is just right from the front of the facility. This is the existing building. And
that's where the dog grooming would be, in that building?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't realize I had the sound on here, folks. And this is the existing commercial across the street. And the house there. And then, I was going to see if I could figure out how to turn the sound off on this. And this is actually further back. This is kind of back behind the existing residence there. And what I really wanted to show as much as anything here is just how wooded this site is. That there's, I really don't feel like buffering is going to be a concern out in this area at all. I mean, we really... being really frank, there's not a whole lot to buffer this from. But I just wanted to be able to show that in more of a visual format. So.
Last week, or last month, was there some question about the 40-foot that you had asked her to go to the Board of Adjustment about?
It wasn't on this proposal.
Okay.
There was that concern on a couple of others. With this proposal, it's a large enough piece of property. Okay. There's really not going to be a concern.
Okay.
We do plan to in October, the first meeting in October, we're planning to look at some code changes okay. that'll hopefully address that. We do have two other applicants that we have coming before the Board of Adjustment.
I thought that was one of the...
It was one of the concerns to determine whether it's 25 or 40.
That's what I
but
thought.
Now the fence is going to be around the perimeter of the property, totally around the outside?
The fencing will be
the 5 foot
just
fence.
Around the dog park area, the 9 acres.
But it's outside of the trees? Or will it be on the inside of the buffer?
It will be on the inside of the trees.
Like inside of the buffer.
Yeah, if the fencing will be here... And here. The only fencing that wouldn't be, I guess, and this can be changed, if we had to put the fencing back here instead of up here. Like we were planning on putting the front edge of the fencing here and then the rest of the fencing would go around this way.
I forgot to bring it on.
And that was 5 foot chain link? Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
But on the inside of the 25 foot buffer is what you're saying. Isn't that?
Yeah, you mean. And, I
yes.
think I'm understanding you correctly,
right.
that the 25 feet, the fence would be here, and there would be 25 feet, between here and here.
Right.
But, yes.
On
Would I
on
have
all
to
sides.
Have 25 feet on this edge, considering that this would also be owned by
no.
myself as well?
I wouldn't think so. Is that the way I understand it? Since you own both pieces?
Since you would own both pieces.
I think the primary intent usually is just if there's a commercial
right.
use next to a residential use.
Yeah.
And obviously, where these folks own this property and where these folks own this property, I would own the 25 feet, right?
Sure.
And then here on this side,
it doesn't matter
since
you own
part. Well.
The only time that would come into question is if you sold that one parcel.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you sold the one with the house on it, then you would have to
back up and make an expense.
Yes, you would have to redo your fence at that time.
I've got a question.
Sure.
This is mainly for the board, and I just something I've been thinking about you every time you think about these fences. You know, right of possession in law. Okay, would the owner on that side, if for 7 years that fence remained there, would they have claim for that property?
If it was on the property line.
But she owns both sides of that property.
No, it's not on the property line, 25 feet in, which means that's established in their...
But she's buying both, all the, both lots.
I know, but I'm talking about the neighbor.
But he's saying if that neighbor was to come back
and
mow her property...
cows on it, and if they use it, then he's got right of possession of it.
There's an existing fence there.
That's what I was thinking, too. There's an existing fence as well, isn't there? Yeah.
Actually, there's no fence here. The fence that actually exists... And I think you might have seen the gate in the video. There's a fence that goes all the way around here, and it's actually right on the property line.
Yeah, I think that's what she said last time. There's a barbed wire fence there.
No,
now.
I didn't know that.
But that's a good question.
I've often wondered about these putting buffer zones in, and then your neighbor uses it for 7 years legally. You could never stop you from using it.
You mean if they used... Like, if I put the fence, let's say, here, if this person were to use up to that fence...
Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a new
if they were to
fence
maintain
there
it.
Existing now, and they started using your property, he's saying that it's a possibility that they could say, I've been using that property for 7 years, I'm going to continue using it, and may have a leg to stand on.
So I would leave the old fence there.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
That was another reason
to
for
my
question.
To prevent people from encroaching.
Where are we going to put it? Are we going to put it out on the property line, or are we going to put it on 25 foot inside the buffer?
The chain link
fencing
would be inside the buffer.
Yeah.
But you can leave the existing fence there.
Yeah.
So that would that would negate any problems.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up too, so I guess we'll leave that fencing there.
You need to make sure it stays up.
It is a good idea, I would say. I mean,
because I know usually when you put up a fence, even just in residential areas, you have to stay off of that property line so many inches or feet, or depending on the subdivision regulations anyway. So, we would definitely want to stay within that, but leave that other fencing up, depending on the actual survey of the property line, which I'm assuming, which might not be a good idea, but assuming that the fencing that is existing there now is where it's supposed to be.
But it's been there for a long time now.
A long time.
Yeah. So I just maintain.
I would think that would be good.
Exactly.
Okay. Are we going to get all the permits for the whole project now, or are we going to permit as we go and add additional?
Well, really, And that's one thing that has changed a little bit, and I don't want to speak speak for you, so correct me if I misspeak, but basically there's no longer going to be a proposal for an RV or camping facility.
Right.
And so really they are seeking a land use approval for everything
for
that's been shown for the whole project.
My husband wants a shop that we want to put here on the other parcel, just a building for him to tinker with woodwork and all that kind of stuff. I would like to, if possible, to get the permit for this, even though it might not be until a couple of years, assuming, again, how well or not well, how well the business will do, that I'll be able to expand and do this facility. This building already exists here, and then, of course, we would need a septic if we were to do that facility as well.
Well, is that total 14 acres going to be for a dog run?
9 of it would be, approximately. Because what I'd like to do is keep this 5 acres fence, like the dog park fencing, and I think I said this last time I messed up, that this line right here should be a fence. It should be dashed.
Yeah, right through here.
This 5 acres here of the 14, I'd like to keep for the runs for a potential daycare and boarding facility for those dogs and those clients only. So that the dog park run would be a separate area from this.
But you're asking for everything right now, even though you might not do it until 2 years or 3 years down the road. Is that?
Yes, because that's kind of what I was advised
sure.
to do. So
no, we wanted to make sure, but yes,
everything.
That's...
Now, of course, when they construct each building, which, I mean, really, we'd just be looking at one building here that was commercial. There would be a requirement for a Division II permit at that point. But as far as the metal building, as long as they're just going to use it for personal use, so it would just be looked upon as an accessory building, basically, for the residents there. So.
Okay, and there will be adequate parking for?
There's definitely space for adequate parking.
Around the sign.
Over in this area here, and I actually, his name is Terry, I believe. I had him from ODOT meet me out at the property several weeks ago to make sure that there was going to be adequate parking for, I understand the requirements here that's in the, I think the staff report as far as the nine spaces plus the handicap spot. There's definitely enough room for that here. And then over here, he talked to me about the 30-foot, like we measured from the middle of 76 out to where they need what's called, I guess, a green area.
Mm-hmm.
And then from here to here, we would be able to have at least 2, possibly 3 rows of parking.
It's a pretty good size site. It really is.
Okay. Do any of you have any other questions? Okay. We will be voting on that next month. It's next week.
It's scheduled for next Monday if we have a quorum.
And if not, then it will be the first meeting in October, correct?
Well,
can it be moved up till tonight?
That's what I was saying. Why can't we vote on it?
How about the next Monday, Eric?
It spells it out in the code book that the vote will be next week is the only problem.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
That's
and
why
so,
we have nobody here to.
There's no public
confliction.
But you don't know until next week if you're doing
quorum. Yeah.
I'm sorry, is quorum enough people, essentially?
Yeah.
So what is the alternative if we don't have a quorum next week?
One of the things I was going to look into, and I've not encountered this yet, I'll be honest, I didn't know if we could potentially set a special meeting if we didn't have a quorum.
Would you have to send out notices for a special meeting?
I would think we would have to, that we would have to.
However, I think that if we announce it next week
at the meeting, then we've really given public notice at that time.
So if we don't have a quorum, we would still announce that we don't have a quorum, but we're going to vote on this one on Tuesday
on
or
this,
Wednesday.
On this date.
Okay.
Haven't we done that in the past?
We have, like done it the next night if the applicant is agreeable, but you've
got to
have a quorum.
Yeah, I know.
Do you need this done quickly, or can we put this off till the next month?
It would be fine to go to the next
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Then it's not a problem.
This okay. is not, I mean, you're not waiting solely on this
solely,
to...
Solely, no.
Okay.
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 Sure. I can be flexible.
Okay.
Would you want to vote on it at the public hearing?
I think so.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
We're off on the 10th.
And I don't think Sean will...
No,
and we're already planning to vote on two others that evening, to be completely honest.
Are we going to have the information back on them, kind of off the subject?
Yes, I feel like we will.
And when is this? Is that in October?
Yeah, the 11th is the public hearing, which is on Tuesday, and she's probably, she can't be here on Tuesday. Could you help me? It could be here. All you need to do
is... No, October 11th.
It doesn't look like it's going to be a problem, as long as somebody's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that your opinion?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see.
No, I don't problem.
Okay.
As long as someone's here to
to represent.
To represent.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. In case there is people show up, we need to have somebody to answer questions.
Yeah.
So that would be Tuesday, October the 11th. Okay.
And you will have forum that.
Like, well,
probably.
Right now, we're...
You do need to come Monday. You need to be here Monday.
Oh, I still have to come Monday?
Yeah.
Because we can't say tonight if we might have quorum.
You might have quorum.
And basically...
And then the 11th would be the matter.
Basically, a quorum's a majority of the membership. We have to have a majority of the membership to make a decision.
So you have to have at least this many people?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
there's a possibility.
There's a possibility.
Okay. it's
going to be close.
I mean, I just want to know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Give me a highway patrol person, I'll be here. And, you know, I mean, I can't see her for her plane leaves at 3:45, so if I leave at 2:15 after I drop her off, there's a possibility I will be here, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there is a possibility. It will be a teary mother, but I will be here.
From the airport.
Yes.
Well,
I'd be here next Monday, and then
I can do this.
Plan to maybe be here the
next
Monday. Except the first Tuesday.
Okay. So just come next Monday or 6, and we'll see.
We're sorry to confuse you.
Oh, no,
we're totally confused, too.
That's okay. So just plan on definitely being here next Monday
next
and possibly
Monday,
October 11th.
And possibly that would be
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there anything? We've already discussed when the vote will be held, possibly next Monday if we have a quorum, and if not, it will be Tuesday, October the 11th. If we don't have a quorum, is that everybody's in agreement on that?
Yes.
The quorum tonight if you're in agreement on that? Okay. Do we have any? Thank you very much, Ms. Briggs.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate your
That's
patience.
Fine. No problem.
Usually when the summer's over, we get back to normal, but it is what it is. Do we have any old business?
Well, I guess one of the things I wanted to let the Planning Commission know that I did, the chairman had requested that the staff send an email to the County Commission with a number of questions, one of which is the status of the proposed code changes from 2009 and 2010. I did email that to Sean first, and Sean got back with me. And so I have forwarded that on to the County Commission.
And when did you do that?
I really just sent it to them today.
Sean
got back with me this weekend, and so
okay.
I just sent it to them today. So they haven't really had an opportunity to respond yet. And we are going to be having some proposed code amendments or code changes that first meeting in October.
Okay.
I originally planned to have them in September, and I didn't
We're
have quite enough time.
We're going to let you slide the first 6 months. After that, you better be on your toes and have everything in front of us when they're supposed to be here, by golly. Okay. Thank you for doing that. I really, because I know it's you have to put a lot of thought behind it and make sure everything is worded properly and correctly. So, but thank you, Bob. We do appreciate you doing that. Do we have any new business?
I did want to make you aware. I don't want to say a lot about it, just because it's going to be something that's coming before the commission, and I didn't know, since it's not on the agenda specifically, whether I needed to spend a lot of time on it. But you are going to be hearing a proposal pretty soon for a nightly rental for a house in the Poverty Point area, and it's been my understanding in the past. There's actually a sign that's been erected in the area that basically says that nightly rental's not allowed in this area. I have made this applicant aware of that, but they still wish to proceed. So,
do they not have a homeowners association out there?
That I'm not sure of. I'm not positive of that.
I don't think so.
It would be through the homeowners association before it would. They'd have to run it by them before it would come through us.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
Well, I mean, just to get their support or something, wouldn't it?
I don't think so.
They'd never let the association have any bearing on what the committee does here. Haven't in the past.
Okay.
But
We've always told them that we'll make our decision. Whatever they do, that's up to the association.
Okay.
We're not a part of it.
Just really wanted to give everybody time to think about that.
Okay.
As much as anything.
No, that's good. Okay.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Well, I get to ask this. Come on, I might never get to do this again. Let me do my bit. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn, 6:27.